December 31st not only marked the end of 2014, it signified the conclusion of the Menominee Valley's first artist-in-residence program.
Fine art photographer Eddie Daniel spent the past year chronicling the ever-evolving corridor as it continued its emergence from its formerly blighted state.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz strolled a bit of the valley with Daniel to learn what he put into and is taking away from the experience.
If you happen to know Eddie Daniel's work and passion for the environment, you also know the Menominee Valley is not a new subject for the photographer. He started tramping around its then unkempt terrain in the late 1990s.
Back then, it was urban wilderness with an emphasis on wilderness, because a lot of the industries had moved out and nothing had replaced them yet, except wildlife. I mean, there were this vegetation growing up where there were industries before. You know, there was wild grasses and flowers growing up in the middle of the fields.
That was Daniel's observation as his official year of residency began. He was given a space to create within a restored red brick building in the heart of the valley. Now the high-ceilinged, sun-filled structure is home to Zimmerman Architectural Studios, but its first life was spent as a coal gasification operation, which brought Milwaukee's turn-of-the-last-century street lamps to life. Daniel's official mission was to activate the potential of the Menominee Valley as a symbol of urban revitalization. An intern assisted him in organizing the massive results of that ambitious effort.
My ad student, she and I designed a website where this work will live on, as long as these things live on, online.
That's exciting.
So the website is dedicated just for the Menominee Valley project, what I've done over this past year. All of the blogs are posted there and several galleries of photographs, so it's all contained in one place.
Over the year, Daniel profiled people working in the valley, leading to some unexpected encounters.
One of my favorite people, it was Craig and his wife Irina, who they own a company called Professional Placement Services, and it's a collection agency. And I met them at a Menominee Valley Business Association meeting. He introduced himself. We talked about what I was doing, and I went to his business and I photographed his business. I interviewed him. I wrote a profile about what he does. And I would never ever have thought that I was going to interview a collection agency. You know, it's not the kind of business that I would normally think about. And he was such an interesting person to talk to because he was so enthusiastic about the work he was doing and how it was helpful to people. It wasn't the kind of thing that you think of when you think of collection agencies.
So is there another business down here that you think is little known?
Yeah, the first one that I interviewed, Nick Ginster, who runs what a company called Fixation, which makes bicycles. They actually manufacture bicycles right here in the Menominee Valley. It's a tiny little business. It's in It's in the same building as the bike fed. It's a workshop. It's not a big place. They custom made bicycles. The reason it's not well known to the general public is they have no retail presence. They're a manufacturer, and people who are aficionados of these kind of custom-made bikes know about it, but you wouldn't know it was here.
Yeah. Did you climb on one?
I did not, no.
You can probably hear the cold in Eddie Daniel's voice. Snow hadn't fallen yet when we met, but temperatures had, as we crunch our way through Three Bridges Park on a frigid winter morning. Daniel describes the park as it appears right now, barren but beautiful.
I love Three Bridges Park, and we've created a new kind of park from what used to be a railroad yard, a brownfield. A flat area has become a hillside that's full of trees and grasses and flowers and some wildlife, and next to the river, and it draws people from neighborhoods around here. We're kind of taking our environment and reestablishing a relationship with nature right here in the city that we had lost. Here in the valley we had lost it, and now we're reintroducing it in more ways than one. Three Bridges Park is the most obvious and dramatic of the changes that have happened here in the valley with respect to the environment.
So would you say a lot of what you chronicled this year has been the changes or the people who are part of the change and who are part of its future?
Well, I've done both of those things. Those are the two prongs of the work that I've done over the past year. Things have changed. Potawatomi opened its hotel. Rishi T moved in, broke ground. I saw them break ground in March and saw them build the whole thing, and now they're open, they're making tea. So that was exciting. There's some other buildings going up, some other changes. The master plan has been developed over this year for the next phase of the valley planning, and that will look at more of the eastern end of the Menominee Valley. So I've been out photographing some of the still vacant land and some of the still underdeveloped land so that people have a vision of what has yet to be done.
Trudging along the path, one of the images he captured during the year popped into Daniel's head, an unexpected sunrise spectacle.
I went out one morning and to the eastern end of the park thinking I'd get a nice shot of the skyline from the park with the clouds and the sunrise coming through them. And I got there and I thought it was going to be a fizzle again, as most of them are. It didn't look all that great. So I started walking back through the park. And when I got about halfway through the park, this other band of clouds suddenly showed up overhead. And I raced up the hill and I set up my tripod over the pond that was right there. And the 27th Street Viaduct was in the frame, and the clouds were over there. There was the bank of clouds over the skyline, but then there's a new bank of clouds overhead, and the sun just rays just running through them. It was a serendipitous moment that actually turned out.
Daniel's lens is drawn from the extraordinary to the everyday, from industrial to natural. The lush lavender of a blooming spiderwort, a black-crowned night heron, Cargill demolishing its warehouse and cattle ramp, a coal barge making its way up to the power plant.
That intersection of the built environment and the natural environment is what fascinates me the most.
Well, and I think you said that to me in a previous conversation too about blending or showing the opposites.
Yes. Well, it's kind of yin and yang. We live here, we build environments, but we are nature. We always will be nature. We ourselves, our bodies are natural. We are attracted to natural environments. Built environments are functional. They can be beautiful, but the natural environment really draws us instinctually.
His work, Daniel sums up simply, is about our place in the world.
A lot of photographers will photograph the things that we've done to the environment. And that's not exactly what I'm doing. That's there. I mean, it's always, almost always, there's some element of the built environment connected to the natural environment. That's what interests me, that intersection. But it's generally, how do we cope with this? It's not what have we done to destroy good things. I don't usually go in for that sort of thing. You know, if I see it out there, I'll photograph it. But what interests me is the positive story of we are living in this environment. This is what we need to survive. We need to be connected to our true selves, to our true natures, and nature.
Daniel has no doubt he and his camera will continue to be drawn to the Menominee Valley. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Fine art photographer Eddie Daniel spent the last year in the Menominee Valley as its inaugural artist in residence. You'll find his resulting images and writings from a link at wuwm.com.